What I want to talk about is in terms of the gospel, is that John, there's a lot going on in there, and these are part of the many of the discourses. He has like five discourses that he does in John, and it seems like it's very confusing. You really have to study it, become familiar with it. So I'm just going to pull one part out of it, and that is when he starts talking about human praise. You know, when we do funerals, we have what's called words of remembrance. And words of remembrance are usually sometime after communion, or sometimes people do it before Mass. But you get to talk about the person, and a lot of people refer to this as the eulogy, because that's sort of the sort of secular kind of, or non-Catholic version. We say words of remembrance, and we try to give some instructions about these words, because they're really about how God has worked through that person, you know, about the traits and virtues that God has exhibited, and that person was open to the teachings and ministry of Christ. But of course, it ends up being a fun time, you know, a time where people can kind of just remember the person and say all kinds of things that have nothing to do with God, which is really kind of, but that's where we are because of, you know, the where people are in terms of funerals. But the goal, the best expression, is really not about praising the person or saying good things about the person. It's about saying how God has worked through that person, because all glory and praise belongs to God. So whenever we praise one another, too, as Jesus is talking about, it's really the ideal for a Catholic is to praise God through those works, because we work in conjunction with the grace of God. And so, you know, we believe that God works through all of us, and we're open to God's graces, and, you know, it's not about the person. And that's always true about the saints. The ideal, this makes it really clear. A lot of times you're like, I love Mother Teresa, right? I do, St. John Paul II, the two great heroes of my early life. And but recognizing that it's really about how God has worked through them. You know, how they were open to the grace of God and allowed the good to come through them. That's ultimately what we speak about whenever we talk about the saints and one another. And that should be the model that we would use when we talk about each other as well. And we praise each other, which is a good thing to do, but it's really the praise or saying nice things about people. You know, the hard part about it is that in our culture, in our time, it's so easy to focus on the self. You know, we have these people who think about praise, especially when you hear the tragic stories about those who were in the music industry or the video or television, that they begin to love the praise and they need it because it becomes a drug. That's the negative side to it. They need it in order to feel good about themselves, and that's where we are. That's why we praise people, because it makes me feel good, and I have to keep, you know, praising rather than recognizing it's really about God's will, and that we praise God instead. So, that's another example, and many others where what would belong to God transfers to ourselves instead. So as we continue the celebration and we go throughout the day saying good words about each other, which is a beautiful thing, may we also include in that the reminder that it's beautiful that you are open to the goodness that speaks of God's grace in our midst.